Hi, I'm Isabel. Welcome to episode 10 of the Link Humans social media podcast. Today we're going to talk about LinkedIn company pages. But before I talk about that, we'd love to welcome you all to our huge social media event, Social Media London Live, which is happening on the 12th of November 2014, in London, of course. It's an all-day conference with speakers from Twitter, Hootsuite, LinkedIn, Salesforce, and Peer Index, to name but a few. To get your tickets, go to socialmedialondon.co.uk. We'd love to see you all there, and as our very special podcast listeners, we'd like to offer you an exclusive 10% discount. Just type in the code PODCAST when booking your tickets. Okay, now back to the subject of LinkedIn. At Link Humans, we often get asked by our clients about how to reach out to your LinkedIn followers on your company page. And here with me today, I've got Lincoln, who is Link Humans' very own LinkedIn expert. Hello, Lincoln.
Hey, Isabel.
Hi.
Yeah, as you say, typically we're often asked a lot of questions around company pages. So I know you've got a few created for today, so let me have them.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask you a few questions, so I'll just go ahead and do that. So my first question is, what type of content should people be posting on their company page?
I mean, I think the big thing with company pages is that there's a common assumption that, you know, it should all be about you, the business, which actually, whilst people are clearly interested in you as the company, it shouldn't just be purely about your organisation. So it's not just used as an extension of your traditional marketing campaign. There's perhaps something about making sure that you bring in or introduce other information that's of interest. So whether it's content from additional pages or different sites, so it's not just all from your own company. A good example recently would be things such as HP. They often will introduce things that have happened that are of significant achievement. So they might commemorate the moon landing, or they might have a nice infographic talking about a useful piece of information. And it's not just about them and their products, because ultimately, at the end of the day, people have a good understanding as to what the business typically would do. And whilst you do want to feed them with interesting information about products or services, you don't want it to purely be just corporate speak.
Okay, thank you. And my next question is, how do you target your followers? What's the best way to do this? And are there any specific techniques that people aren't utilising at the moment? Because you are the LinkedIn expert, so.
I mean, the biggest thing that I think I find is a common mistake with company pages is where people don't really appreciate they can actually produce good analysis around that. So not just through, you know, the number of clicks, the number of views, the number of shares to a piece of information they've posted, but more importantly, you can actually analyse the people who follow your company page. So you'll always see in the top right-hand corner of a company page the number of people that follow that. And when somebody follows a company page, they do so publicly, which in turn means a page manager, or a company page manager rather, can actually analyze that information. So what I mean by that is when you go to look to start to share a piece of content, under the drop-down menu within that, there's an option to, rather than share something just with all followers, but to share it with a series of targeted followers. And the targeted followers will allow you to then analyze based on location, based on seniority, based on sector, job title. And it'll help you assess as to who you've got, who's following your organization. Now, some of those people obviously may well be people who are interested in working for the company. So what you might want to do if you've got a role relating to technology or IT is to target a communication to that set population. Alternatively, if there's a useful piece of information that relates to HR, you can find just the people within HR within a particular market or country and push that information to them. Now, it's not necessarily so much that they receive it as a direct communication, but it's a piece of content that becomes visible to them when they view the company page. So it starts to create content that's more specific to your target audience, which really does allow you to then A, track and analyze. So you might have 10,000 followers within HR, but if you have very low interactions within them, then perhaps they're not necessarily viewing the content, or it's not something that necessarily appeals. But if you have something set for a particular audience, it can be a very useful way to push that message out. The second thing I'd certainly recommend is to analyse. The common misconception is, I've got to say something every Monday morning or whenever it might be. But it's not just a question of saying something at a particular point in time. It's also understanding as to what people seem to be interested in. So whether it's infographics, whether it's video-based content, it could be external links to YouTube, it could be links to a news press or a piece of information. You need to understand actually who seems to be looking at the information and actually track back. Because there's no point in going to the effort of creating an infographic if it never really gets viewed. Whereas if a video is more of interest, then perhaps you're better off using your time on that as well.
Can you do that fairly easily within LinkedIn, or are you talking about like some kind of external analytics tool? Or
no, the analytics system within LinkedIn's company page actually is very efficient. It provides you with a lot of information. Not only does it talk about obviously the posting itself, but it talks about the number of interactions, the shares, the views, the click-throughs. And it's actually quite simple to be able to analyse the information, to assess as to what information seems to have been of most interest at that point in time. And obviously, there's going to be things where perhaps if there's something going on externally as well at the same time, let's say, for example, a series of ad campaigns, maybe via television or otherwise, that may well be also driving traffic. So there's something about making sure that the information is consistent. I mean, L'Oreal is a good example of that, but they will often, whenever they have campaigns running, they'll have a campaign running across all platforms. So they might have a television campaign talking about a particular launch of product, but they'll also follow that up through the information within not just LinkedIn, but other social sites as well.
Okay, thank you. And then my last question is, what's the importance of branding on your LinkedIn company page, and how would you suggest to do this?
I mean, the big thing with branding within a company page is it's incredibly simple to do. And there is a number of reasons as to why this is really important. The first one being, and it's not necessarily the company page per se, but it's about making sure you've got the relevant logo and information within your company page. Because this will track back to anybody who's an employee of the company who says they work there. It's the visual that's used on somebody's profile. So it's important to make sure that that best represents your brand. Secondly, it's about making sure that you use all the banners that are available to you, whether it's your hero banner on your main page of the site, or whether it's your banners within the scrolling pages on your showcase page. It's important to make sure that it aligns to whatever your brand values are as an organization. There's no point in having a mismatch of content. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it's free. It's very simple to do, but it's a great way to be able to position the company. And part of that as well, if you want, is you can obviously introduce additional information to that. So your company banner, your hero banner, doesn't have to be something that's purely static. It should be something that you look to refresh and change with any campaigns or any changes that are undergoing within the organization as well. A good example of that I saw recently was where a company had acquired a competitor, and they used their banner ad as a way, or the banner page rather, as a way to welcome the employees of that organization to them, just as a nice way to interact.
Yeah, it's a pretty good idea. Well, thank you very much for talking with me today, Lincoln. If anybody wants to get in touch with you for more information, how can they do that?
Well, the easiest way is probably either to look me up on Twitter, so @Lincoln_Coots, or obviously find me on the LinkHumans website, or drop me an email, Lincoln@LinkHumans.com.
Okay, thank you very much. And of course, if you've got any other questions about social media for LinkHumans, you can tweet us @LinkHumans or go to our website, linkhumans.com. Thank you very much. Bye.